A group of U.S. congressmen, as well as several American military leaders, visited South Korea this week following heightened tension and threatening rhetoric exchanged between U.S. and North Korean leadership. U.S. President Donald Trump has entertained the option of a preemptive strike against North Korea over its missile and nuclear program. But the U.S. delegation in Seoul, mostly Democrats, called for negotiations.
Talking with North Korea is not a concession. It is the only way to reach agreement to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula and to reinforce that our military strength is there only to deter aggression and defend against attack. A preventive war would not solve this problem, and it would make matters much, much worse.
Also visiting South Korea this week are U.S. naval leaders who placed diplomacy first but kept military strategy secret. South Korean peace advocates voice no such ambiguities.
War is just war, not preemptive and not preventive. I think this is not a very effective method of conversation or compromise to put preventive war, the deployment of strategic weapons or other such military options on the table.
The U.S. delegation also sought to pressure China to enforce U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Beijing has called for a freeze of the U.S.-led military drills in exchange for a suspension of Pyongyang's missile and nuclear tests, a proposal rejected by Washington. The remarks from U.S. lawmakers and high-level military officials visiting South Korea demonstrate the contradiction so prevalent in American policy toward North Korea. All options appear to remain on the table. Amid ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, and despite calls for talks from many quarters. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.